Let's go. Good evening. Let's bring the regular code enforcement board meeting for Tuesday, May 22nd to order. Before we move tonight, ask everybody just to silence their devices. And with that, we can proceed with the roll call.
Chairperson Matthew Criswell.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Greg Guerrero.
Here.
Board Member Carol Giltz.
Here.
Board Member Maurice Capro.
Here.
Board Member Bill Poe.
Here.
Board Member Dennis Robinson.
Here.
Board Member Suzanne Walker.
Here.
Senior City Attorney Jennifer Nix.
Here.
Perfect. Got a nice flag up there if we can have a moment of silence and remember everybody who's in harm's way right now, especially the people in Hawaii. And then we'll stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. Greg, would you lead us, please?
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Captain Deisler, anything needs to be changed to the agenda tonight?
Good evening, everyone. We're going to go to pull case 502. They have taken care of that issue and erected a plan in defense, so we're going to go ahead and pull that case to expedite mine. Other than that, I have no change.
All right. If there's anybody in the room giving testimony, could we come forward and be sworn in?
You just stand at your seat. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Did the board have a chance to review the minutes from the previous month?
I did, Mr. Chairman. I recommend approval as circulated.
I'll second it.
Get a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? All in favor? No.
Nope.
Roll call.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Herrera.
Aye.
Board Member Walker.
Aye.
Board Member Capro.
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye.
Board Member Giltz.
Aye.
Board Member Poe.
Aye.
Guess we'll move rapidly forward to the first case.
It was a lot faster than I anticipated given this new setup tonight. So I guess we'll go ahead.
Very nicely done.
Yeah, they're doing a great job considering the hurdle they've got to jump. We'll go right to the first case on your agenda. It is case number 2018-CE-00072. The address in question is 110 North Devon Avenue. The owner of record is Herman Rodriguez. The violation cited are City Ordinance 13-2 sub B for junk and debris, and this is my case. Somewhere after the first of the year, on January 11th of 2018, we noticed that this yard has some junk and debris scattered throughout, old wood, tree debris in the front yard, and other unsightly material. Notice a code violation was prepared and mailed. We got it back unclaimed. Accordingly, we posted the NCV at the residence on February 12, 2018. However, these conditions have remained the same even to today. I believe this house is now vacant and nothing is really being done to it. I noticed a code board hearing was prepared and it was also returned as unclaimed, so we posted the notice at the house and here at City Hall on March 21st of this year. And even to today, I've not had contact with anyone. This is a representative photograph taken in February after I didn't get any response back from the warning notice. Large sections of dead tree debris are laying in the yard. There's a pile of course, the lighting is always funny with these pictures on the projectors, but you can see a pile of junk and debris against the wooden fence. This is actually a piece of, it's not plywood, I would call it more like an OSB or a particle board type board laying there. And the front yard at the time had a bunch of stuff scattered. Don't pay any attention to anything beyond this line here because it's taken sideways. The area in question is right through here. We can see the trash and debris. Some of this is gone. The elements have either washed it away or blown it away, but most of the stuff is still there. Recommend the property come to compliance by the 26th of June for the final $100 may be assessed. If found non-compliance, any questions?
I have a question. Could you go back to the first picture, please?
On the front of the house, are those, what kind of holes are those? There's like four?
I'm not sure exactly if they're holes or if they're graphic appliques on the wall. It's hard to...
Yeah, it looks like a butterfly.
Yeah, it looks perhaps like a graphic applique.
Oh, okay.
And is it missing the mailbox? Do they have mailboxes on the street?
No, I think that, well, the post is there. And I believe the number's on the front of the house, but the mailbox, at least during this picture, was missing. Any other questions?
With no questions, would anybody entertain a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Sure.
I move to find the respondent in violation of the city code in order that the respondent be given until June 26 to correct the violation. In the event the respondent fails to comply by this date, the fine, a fine in the amount of $100 a day shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter. Is there a...
I'm sorry.
Is there a person here?
Oh, no, you don't ask that yet.
Oh, okay.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Let the record reflect there is nobody here to speak on the case.
Thank you.
And who seconded that? I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Any discussion further? A roll call, please.
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Poe?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Herrera?
Aye.
Board Member Walker?
Aye.
Board Member Capra?
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye.
Much as I stay trying to stay ahead of the curve. Oh, here we go. It's finally responding. Stand by. Okay. Second case. This case number 2018-CE-000429. The address in question is 629 David Street. It is owned by an LLUM, limited liability. The violations are 13-2B, junk and debris, 9-374 for posting of house numbers, the IPMC 302.1 for sanitation, IPMC 304.13 for windows, and this is again my case. March 5th of this year, I investigated an online complaint about this property from a neighbor. The complaint stemmed around excess amounts of household garbage being essentially stored in the backyard. I found a toter in the backyard full of trash. It was clearly being invaded by raccoons and the like. Loose trash and debris was everywhere. There was a tire in the backyard, a shopping cart, other items were junk strewn throughout the property. Some stacks of paver blocks on the south side, more or less the east side of the house, some old sandbags in the driveway. The numbers were also not posted to code standards. There was a broken window on the west side of the house that was basically patched with a cardboard box. This is also a rental property, so we had to notice the owner and the registered agent. Since it's an LLC, it was received by both properties. Both entities on March 16th of this year. By the required correction date on the notice of code violation of April 10th, there were some articles of trash picked up, but the violations persisted as a whole. Henceforth, we mailed the code board hearing notice on April 3rd of this year in anticipation of the correction date passing, because it was clear to me that there was more work to be done that could possibly have been met by that time period. The scope required, the work required was excessive. We had not heard from anyone, and the notice was received on April 16th by all interested parties. By May 14th, I conducted another inspection and found similar conditions as we did originally. Pieces of broken glass and household trash were all over, piled in the front. Of course, this picture is not going to illustrate it too much because it's taken from a distance. But there are, first I'd like to emphasize, none of the violations were corrected by the time on the notice of code violation. So we are moving forward with all of the violations. There are now, you'll see in a later picture, there are now house numbers posted right here that are within code. But as we continue to go around, again, the lighting is always tricky. There's just a bunch of junk and debris stored by the front yard, in and around this area here. As a matter of fact, even to today, what you see is still there. There's an old, bucket, closed bucket, whatever this is. The sandbags are all piled right here, at least they were. Some stuff right along here. This is a close-up of that area. Some other stuff on the side. This is the only posting of house numbers that was on the property. It was not up to code specs, but you can see simply by looking around the right-of-way and the fence line right here, the articles of trash and debris stored around. This is a vantage point looking down the side. This is from a neighboring property looking at the back of the house. The shopping cart that was mentioned is clearly seen there. The bicycle, the tire, and all of the stuff here. This is the collection of trash toters that was in the back. Articles of trash and debris throughout the backyard. I'm happy to report that the trash has since been removed, so we don't have that sanitation hazard existing right now. Again, from the neighboring property, looking toward the fence line, you can see the trash is collected along the fence. This is the side of the house where the paver blocks and whatnot were all stored on the side. This is a picture taken May 14th of even more trash and debris. You can see the house numbers are posted, as I was alluding to earlier. These items right here are actually large shards of broken glass or window that was actually unbroken and laying in the right-of-way, so I guess it was better to just stack them there. We have since removed that broken glass hazard. We asked the owner, actually the owner, 18-year-old son this morning, to throw their shards in the trash can, which he did while I was there. I recommend the property come in compliance by June 26, 2018, or a fine of $250 a day be established. Found in non-compliance. On a side note, no more than an hour prior to this meeting, I actually spoke with the property manager, who's a representative for the owner who lives out of state. He, even claiming that he's been there, was really unaware of the scope of the violations, and I think they intend to move forward with taking some solid action on getting it straightened out. However, I assured him that we were going to give him at least till the end of next month to get things moving, so if he stays true to his word, he and I should have no problem getting this place straightened out by the deadline date. If not, we'll proceed forward. Any questions?
Questions for Captain Deisler?
That seemed a little strange that your property manager doesn't live in town or in this state.
The property manager is here. It's the property owner who's not in town.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the property manager lived out of town.
No, he's local.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any respondent here to give testimony? Seeing none, is there any discussion further? A motion?
I'll make a motion.
Ms. Gilkes?
I move to find the respondents in violation of the city code in order that the respondents be given until June 26, 2018 to correct the violation. In the event the respondents fail to comply by this date, a fine in the amount of $250 shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Ms. Gilkes and a second by Ms. Walker. Any other discussion? Can I have a roll call, please?
Board Member Walker?
Aye.
Board Member Gilts?
Aye.
Board Member Capra?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye.
Board Member Poe?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Herrera?
Aye.
Okay. Responsibly moving forward.
The next case on the agenda is case number 2018-CE-000420. The address is 1117 Ocelot Trail. The owners of record are Raphael Treblecock and Cindy Colon, in violation of the City Ordinance 6195 for maintenance of fence. Again, this is my case. It seems this is going to be my show tonight. Mm-hmm. March 2nd of this year, while driving past his residence, which borders the intersection of Deer Run and Ocelot, we noticed that the wooden fence along the Deer Run side was in disrepair. Several slats are broken or missing. There are sections that appear to be falling or unsupported. A notice of code violation was prepared and mailed to the owner. It was received by someone named Ronnie Valentin on March 16th of this year. No work has been completed. Accordingly, the code board notice was prepared and mailed. It was delivered to an individual at the home on April 16th of this year. Well, sometime after that, I eventually got a call from someone identifying herself as Mrs. Cologne. A fence permit has actually been pulled for this residence as of April 27th, but nothing's been done. This was taken March 2nd. I don't think it needs much explanation. You can see this violation is pretty clear, at least from this perspective. Along this entire run of fence, particularly in this area, which is where you just saw before, and other areas where the slats are either broken away from the support beams or actually look like they're leaning a bit right there. I recommend the property come into compliance by June 26th of this year, or a fine of $50 per day be established if found in non-compliance. Any questions?
Captain Dyser, could you go back to previous picture? Is that rope, twine, cable?
In the yard there?
Yes, sir.
No, until you mentioned, I really didn't take a second look at it.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a rope or a bunch of branches or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Sounds wire.
Really okay.
Know. Matter of fact, you piqued my curiosity enough. Now I'm going to go back and look at it.
Almost looks like cable of some sort.
Yeah, it kind of does from here.
See it stretching across the left-hand side of the
screen.
I
guess when you get too busy and focusing on right here,
sure.
You know, you're falling and you pay attention to it. Actually, the picture on my laptop is a little clearer than it, and it does. It does look like some degree of unwound cabling of some sort. I'll have to go back and look at it tomorrow. Okay.
Is there a respondent here to give any testimony? Hearing none, are there any questions for Captain Dyser? Is there any discussion? Could I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Yes, sir.
I move to find that Raphael Treblecock and Cindy Cologne in violation of city code in order that the respondent be given until June 26, 2018 to correct the violation. In the event respondent fails to comply by this date, a fine in the current amount of $50 a day shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Herrera has the motion. Mr. Poe second it. Any further discussion on it? Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Poe?
Aye.
Board Member Walker?
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye.
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Herrera?
Aye.
Board Member Capper?
Aye.
Bringing up our tail end.
I'm going to say, unless my agenda deceives me, this is the last case. 2018 CE000477. The address in question is 147 East State Road 434. The owners of the property are listed as KNQ Investments LLC, represented by Mr. David Mann, who is in attendance for the hearing tonight. The violation of City Ordinance 13-2B, trash and debris, IPMC 304.2 for exterior treatments. Case. March 12th of this year, we observed the property had a lot of loose trash, cigarette butts, and other debris present. The rear side in front of the building are in need of a cleaning and a painting since the exterior treatments are either faded, peeling, or inadequate to protect the structure. At that time, I spoke to a phone representative of the management company who said they would forward the information to the listing agent for follow-up, but nothing was done at that time. A notice of code violation was prepared and mailed to the owner and registered agent, both received on March 16th of this year. At this time, nothing has been completed. The code board notice was then prepared and it was delivered to an individual last name Wen to both entities on May 5th, 2018. Again, nothing has been done to date. The first photograph is on the far east side of the property, looking toward the back. Several articles of trash debris and loose articles flying around. This is the same corner, but as you drive around toward the back of the building, this is the back of the building. This area is where the exterior treatments are in need of repair. You've also got exposed areas of wood here. Wood here that looks like it's exposed. Several areas around the back where the vines and whatnot are growing up the side of the building. Same area of the building from a little bit closer perspective.
Captain Dyser, could I stop you one second? Sir, do you have a landmark of this?
This is the business known as the Winter Springs Food Market at 434 Moss.
Gotcha.
Right next to the vet clinic.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And another photograph of the same area, the back of the building, looking a little bit further toward the west. Again, this is, I don't know if this is a board or whatnot, but it's not painted and treated. Areas of the paint are flaking off the back. This is the front. This probably would have helped if it was the first slide, but I told you where it was. Mm-hmm. Areas of this board and whatnot right here are faded, peeling, or otherwise exposed to the elements. I recommend the property come into compliance by June 26, 2018, or a fine of $100 a day be established if found in non-compliance. Again, as a reminder, Mr. Band, the owner's representative, is here for questions. If you have questions for me, of course, I'm available.
Any questions for Captain Deisler? Any discussion before we hear some testimony? Sir, would you like to give some testimony? If you step up to the microphone, give us your full name and address, please. Speak right into the microphone.
My name is David Penn. I'm the owner of the building. And we're trying to fix it, and our neighbor, we have a gap that I told to Captain Chris earlier. And it's been take so long for us to complete, for her to complete, so we've been waiting to take care of the interior. And then, you know, since the last 2 weeks she's been done, and all the trash and debris that you see there is gone. I mean, I told my tenant to take care of their trash, and right now they're taking care. I even have a picture. I just stopped by there earlier. I took a picture of it, and everything is gone.
Do we have any questions for Mr. Van?
Understand also that the coatings on the surfaces are not, has that been completed as well?
No, not yet. That's the reason why is I haven't completed, because there's some issue with my neighbor, and I'm waiting for it to get it done to complete the whole, paint the whole entire of the building. And at the photo on the box, you know, Captain,
you want to go back to that photo?
About the wood? That
one?
No. This one right here,
okay.
It's a block. It's a concrete block. We need to paint it, and it would
still need to have paint or treatment on it,
yeah.
Even though it is concrete.
So the anticipation is to once, is it the neighbor to the left that I see right there?
Oh, yeah, this neighbor right here.
Right, it's to the right from the front, but to the left right there?
Yes. I have a picture here. She took off the facial between the two properties.
Uh-huh.
And she took it off, and she tried to get somebody to take care of that.
Okay.
It's been 3 months. I've been trying to talk to her, and nothing is done. And recently, the last 2 weeks, she completed.
What do you think from today until the completed completed project for the painting and the making it, everything
I
back
mean,
up
I,
to code?
I can get the people out there, you know, if the weather is permitting.
So do you think adequately a month is?
Yeah, a month should be well, but it depends on the weather that we have right now. It's on and off. So.
Oh. Okay.
But the trash, all the trash that you see in there, is gone. All the trash, the grass. But my point is, the other property owner, they have some wood block that they put over to my side, and all the debris is stuck in right there. And when my lawnmower is trying to clean up, we get a hard time of, you know, take it out because of all the big wood block. So it's one of my problems.
Okay.
Do you have a picture of that? What he's talking about?
I have a picture.
If you,
I don't have any photographs.
Yeah, if you show a picture, you'll have to submit it into evidence, and I don't know that we have a way to get it right now,
this
so I don't.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. This is further just because it's not relevant to the case I'm putting together,
okay.
So that's why I don't have a photograph we're talking about. But
yeah.
If you look at the slides, it's not even actually represented here. It's actually a little bit further right through here is where there's a bit of a break in the building fascias.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what Mr. Van is explaining is, and if I'm wrong, correct me, is that there was something removed from the building and thrown down, and I don't know how it relates to this, but apparently they were having some sort of back and forth about it, And now he's saying they're trying to remedy that problem.
Any other questions for Mr. Van? Any more testimony, sir?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Any discussion? Any motions?
Mr. Chairman, I move to find response in violation of the city code in order that response be given until June 26th to correct the violation. In the event response failed to comply by this date, a fine in the amount of $100 per day shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Capro with the motion and Mr. Poe with a second. Any discussion? Take a final roll call.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Board Member Poe.
Aye.
Board Member Walker.
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye.
Board Member Gilts.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Marrero.
Aye.
And Board Member Capra.
Aye.
Sir, you understand what happened? So, giving you, we're finding you in violation, but you've got till the 26th of June to correct it, and there won't be a fine.
Yes, sir.
But going forward, it's marked down, so if this happens in the future, we're going to bring you back as a repeat offender. Okay? Anything else?
A comment, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Although we are in temporary quarters this evening, I think the city staff has gone above and beyond to accommodate us and the citizens of Winter Springs, provide us with a place that accommodates our needs as well. I think they've done a superb job.
Yes.
My applause.
Absolutely.
Very well. This might be better than half the cities in the United States, so.
It has its benefits because it's a little bit cozier for you all, but
and everybody got
the public gets a little the water. Cold.
It's fine.
We're going to be spoiled.
Yes.
But the chambers will be beautiful. You'll love that, too.
They better be ready next month. I'm just kidding.
It'll be ready in August, I'm told.
Whenever that goes. Any other comments? Or I know we've had a few quick ones before, quicker than this, but this was pretty fast. So thanks, everybody, for coming. Hope you get home before the rain. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Amen.